You're listening to SBS News.
100 days is a significant period of time, but it actually doesn't lessen any of the risk.
That was New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Sunday, marking 100 days of zero local transmission of coronavirus. 72 hours later, the country's golden run came to an end.
After 102 days, we have our first cases of COVID-19 outside of a managed isolation or quarantine facility in New Zealand.
Four new cases confirmed, all from the same family household. Six family members received a rapid test on Tuesday evening. Three tests came back positive and three negative. Health officials swiftly acted to isolate them and test contacts of the family, including people at two separate workplaces. Health Director General Dr. Ashley Bloomfield revealed it was uncovered after a person visited their local doctor feeling a little under the weather.
The first case to present was a person in their 50s who lives in South Auckland. That person was swabbed when they presented to their general practitioner with symptoms.
That person had no history of overseas travel. Contact tracing is well underway, but a transmission source is not yet known. As a result of the outbreak, authorities activated its so-called resurgence plan. From today, the country's largest city returns into lockdown.
As disruptive as it is, a strong and rapid health response remains the best long-term economic response. In line with our precautionary approach, we will be asking Aucklanders to take swift action with us. As of 12 noon Wednesday, August 12th, we will be moving Auckland to level 3 restrictions for a period of 3 days until midnight on Friday.
Residents will work from home while restaurants, bars and public facilities close. Schools will also shut to children of non-essential workers, and gathering limits will apply to weddings and funerals. The rest of the country will move to level 2 restrictions, where mass gatherings will be limited to 100 people. Travel to Auckland from other areas will also be banned.
I know that this information will be very difficult to receive. We had all hoped not to find ourselves in this position again, but we had also prepared for it. And as a team, we have also been here before. We know if we have a plan and stick to it, we can work our way through very difficult and unknown situations.
Senior health officials had warned that this moment may come. Mr. Bloomfield reassured New Zealanders that the health system is well equipped to deal with it and has been ready for some time.
We have been saying for some weeks it was inevitable that New Zealand would get another case of community transmission. This is a tricky virus. We have been working on the basis that it could be at any time and been preparing for that time. That time is now. The health system is well prepared, and the important thing now is that we stop the spread of the virus in our community. As we did in the early days of the virus emerging, we need to stamp it out.
These measures have been enacted to buy time, to allow authorities to test and isolate contacts, and to locate the source of the outbreak. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff urged residents to do the right thing and not to panic. In a statement, he said,
"I'm urging Aucklanders to come together like we did last time to stamp out community transmission. Please remain calm, please do not panic buy, and please follow the lockdown rules."
Until Tuesday, the only known cases of the virus in New Zealand were 22 returned overseas travellers who are currently in quarantine. The newly detected cases provide a cruel blow to Prime Minister Ardern just days after launching her election campaign ahead of the September 19 vote. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.